Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined me today for Spotlight. Today's show is Tuesday Tip, episode number 47. I'm so excited, you guys. We are 10 days into the new year, and so much is happening, so much is going on, and I just hope that you are staying on point with your goals and whatnot. I wanted to share with you today just a real simple concept. And you know, every week I come to you with an acronym. So the acronym today is WORK. And you know, I did a video on this today on my Facebook Live because I just see that there is a big disconnect in our goals and in our work. I'm sitting up here now looking at, oh goodness, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, really 4.5 dream posters in front of me, and just stuff I want to have happen, stuff that I want to see happen in my life and whatnot. But what I realized is, in order to get this stuff to happen, you've got to have some action. You've got to do some work. So I just wanted to share the acronym WORK with you today and really help you think about work in a whole different way. So the W in WORK stands for actually work, you guys. And many times we see our goals and we see our dreams and whatnot, and they may look really big. They may almost look like we can't even reach them. But what I venture to say is we have to believe with all of our heart that the work that is assigned is something we can do and something we will do. See, if you don't decide to do the work, you're never going to reach those goals. So you've got to decide, like right now, okay, my dream is worth the doing the work. And my dream is something that I can achieve. You know, many times we really think of these grandiose dreams and we think of all these things that we could be doing and, you know, how life could be so great for us and everything. But many times we don't do the work. I have to just be honest, you guys. I think about myself and sometimes I have wonderful ideas, wonderful things I want to have happen. But the reality is if I don't do the work, it's not going to happen. You know, so I just want to share that with you. Do the work. And if you have to break it down to do the work, break it down into small groups. You know, really break it down into bite-sized pieces, something that you can do immediately. You know, and when you do that, it'll make things oh so worthwhile. I've just had to just make a decision, y'all. I've really just had to decide that if I don't do the work, these things are not coming this year. I had so many things that I wanted to do for 2016 that I did not do. So, you know, I just encourage you to do the work. There's nothing that can beat work. So let me just say that. There's nothing that can beat you doing the work. So that's the W for work, okay? The O stands for opportunities. And I tell you, I am a person that will jump at opportunities. I say that not being ugly, but just being so real and so honest with you. I jump at more things probably than I should, just being honest and upfront. More things than I should. I should be focused on less things and really, really make my vision come to pass by focusing on less things. So that's what I've committed to for 2017, and to do less looking at opportunities, but know that opportunities are all around me. Know that many times it's going to take me, Cheryl Jones, just deciding that I've got to do better. I've got to do better, y'all. So I just encourage you to do the same things. Do better with what you want to have go on in your life. Do better with everything. And just even though opportunities may be all around you, do your due diligence, you know, do your due diligence. Find out, oh my goodness, find out if it's good for you, you know, find out if it's good for you. And if it is good for you, go for it. I'm all for having multiple streams of income. I'm all for doing a number of different things. But here's the thing. It's got to be good for you. It's got to be in integrity. It's got to be something that excites you. It's got to be something that you are so excited about that you can hardly stand it. So just I encourage you to just do that, to be that person that really, you know, with all you know, with all feet into it, you know, don't do it halfway. Don't do it a little bit. Do it with all feet in it, you know, and really put your whole heart into it, you know, and really do your due diligence. You know, if you say that you're going to do something, do it. Don't leave that. Do what you say you're going to do. That's all. That is all. The R in work stands for results. And I guarantee you, if you do the result, if you do the work, you will see the results. Super excited to share that with you. Super excited to let you know that I've done a lot of work sometimes. And to be quite honest with you, when I do the work, I get wonderful results. When I don't do the work, I think things are going to drop into my lap. You know what? Things don't drop into your lap, you guys. The only reason something is going to drop into your lap is because you're out there working. So just know that. Results will come when you do the work and when you do the work only. It's very very few and far between in life when results come and you haven't done the work. Those are just those God winks that sometimes, oh my goodness, sometimes God's going to give you some things. Sometimes he's going to give you some things, you know. So just know that sometimes you may get God's blessing, you know, and you might just find yourself just so excited and so, you know, oh, look at what God has done. Yes, those things are going to happen. I guarantee you those things are going to happen. But here's what I know more than anything. If you really want to make things happen, guess what? Get out the door and do some work. Get out the door and do some work. I dare you to do that. I just dare you to do that. And what you will find is that God is right there with you. God is going to take care of you. He is going to be everything that you need. And you are going to be always you're going to be always so surprised sometimes, but sometimes you're just going to be shocked and amazed at what God will do for you when you've really done nothing. Sometimes you get blessings you don't even deserve, you know? So I just want to tell you, just up your odds and do some work in addition to those things. Yes, we're going to have some great things that happen. But then, to be honest with you, we're going to have even better things happen when we do some work. So the last one is knowledge. And a lot of people think that I go, 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 go. I do go, 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 go. I go a lot. I truly know that in order to do better, you've got to know better. And I just believe that there's no substitute for knowledge, you know? You can learn till the day you die. And I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt, I believe that school is never out for the pro. I believe that without a shadow of a doubt. See, when you decide without a shadow of a doubt that I'm going to win at something and I'm going to learn about this thing and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, just know that school is never out, you know? Just know that, okay, this thing is going to work for me, whether I believe I have any control over it or not, it's going to work. And when you do that, goodness, God will just go in and help you achieve some things that you never thought you could achieve, you know? So I just really, truly believe that. So with that being said, that is the word for this week on the Tuesday tip. That word is work. And all you're doing, you guys, get some work done. Get some work done now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Please don't wait. Don't wait for the opportunity to always be right. Don't wait for things to look like they're in your favor. Don't wait, y'all. Don't wait. Just get to work. Just get to work. And when you get to work, things are going to work out just fine. Things are going to work out just fine. I want you to know that without a shadow of a doubt. So this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, a Dallas social worker on the journey to International Motivator. My tip for you today is get to work, y'all. Get to work. Get to work now. You'll be so happy that you did. I'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.